In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Who is the better Elliott, Jake Elliott or Elliott Shore Parks? Jake Elliott at 89%. Now, somebody mentioned there is another Elliott. There's the little kid from E.T.
Ah.
Do you think he would be right? Elliott. You know, E.T. sounded a little bit like the worm.
The worm?
Yeah. Do we think Elliott from E.T. would rank ahead of Elliott Shore Parks as well?
Yes. I think E.T.'s out of the demo.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you put up that poll?
E.T.'s dead.
Who's the better Elliot? Elliot from E.T. or Elliott Shore Park?
Is Elliot the kid from E.T.?
That's what I'm saying. Yes, that's who the kid is.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why isn't my victory video up?
Tucker.
Well, because Tucker worked at night yesterday, so he doesn't have to work today. Look at here. Here's my hate to pull back the curtain. You see my camera?
Yeah.
My camera is pointed down here.
Yeah.
Rather than up here because nobody. Forget about the fact the Eagles played yesterday, and today is the day after an Eagles game.
I mean, what
content?
Seriously.
What's Lakin doing?
What is? I was just about to ask that. Where's Rod? Did he take the day off too?
No, he was here early.
Yeah, but noon okay. Lakin. We got noon
Lakin.
Hey, we were lucky to see Ava here. I mean,
Ava works.
Yes. Ava is so easy to troll.
Yeah.
And then Tucker, nowhere to be found.
Nah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
You put a lot of effort into it, too.
It's not like the Eagles are 8-2.
The longest one of the year. I damn near died in here today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Putting your life on the line.
Yeah. Where is this? Nowhere.
It's unbelievable.
It's like it didn't even happen.
Yes.
Well, if you want to hear it, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. Free Odyssey app's always working. They don't shut that down the day after an Eagles game.
Goodness.
Use the rewind feature. Subscribe to the podcast. You know, I just want to take a moment. I know we've been excited today, but I do want to take a moment.
I want to take a moment to ruin the excitement.
Yeah. No.
No.
I want to take a moment to put in perspective where we are.
Oh, okay.
Like, let's just think about. I know we all had very high hopes before the season, but let's take our brains back to right before the bye, where we got thrashed by the Tampa Bay Bucks. We had the bye. Then we came out of the bye, played Cleveland, you know, squeaked by Cleveland. Sirianni yells at the fans. People are talking about Nick Sirianni getting fired. Mm-hmm. That was the huge conversation. They got their asses kicked by the Bucks. They barely beat the Browns. Mm-hmm. And here we are 5 weeks later. They're 8-2. They are, at this point, you know, you have to figure the second best team in the NFC, even if we're being conservative about it.
Yep.
They have one of the best defenses in the league, which is shocking. Saquon Barkley, we're having conversations, legitimate conversations, about could he be a running back that wins the MVP? Mm-hmm. I just want to take this moment and say I'm thrilled that we're here right now because I didn't see I just didn't see this coming. And I know Jack said he saw a run, but I don't think you saw six games in a row. No.
Even for how positive I am about the football team, I did not see six straight wins coming.
It's just that it's incredible. I'm super happy that we're here. And I know, you know, we had a great record last year at this time, but it didn't feel quite this way.
Yeah, this is much more real than last year.
It just feels cool to have a team where all of a sudden we're thinking this team could be in the Super Bowl. And 5 weeks or 6 weeks ago, we were talking about firing the head coach.
I agree. All I'll say is, before we start doing victory laps, it's a lot of football left to be played.
Oh, yeah. We could be talking about firing him in 3 weeks again.
There's a lot of football left to be played.
I'm just saying, Mike's here. One day at a time, Mike.
Yeah. I'm just saying at this point.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm just as excited. I'm just as excited. I just, when we start talking about what the end result is.
Sure.
We got
a
long way to go before we get to the end result, because we can still be mad as hell if they lose in the first round of the playoffs.
I actually want to, I'm going to take that off the table. I'm saying right here, right now, this is a good play. It feels good. It's a good
place. This is like when the Phillies are in the 115 win pace.
You know what? If we're being honest, and again, I'm taking the Tampa Bay game out. I know some people may not, but when you don't have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Lane Johnson, I don't know what the team is supposed to do. Like we clearly are at a point where we realize Jalen isn't somebody you could just put him out there with anybody, and he's going to carry you to victory.
Yep.
So that's a loss. I'll chalk that up to guys not being available. But the Atlanta loss wasn't because Atlanta just outclassed us or we didn't show up or something to that nature. I only say this to say,
and we're a Saquon catch away from winning that
exactly
game,
right. I didn't even bring that part in there. Thank you for
and Atlanta's
that.
A pretty good team on top of it.
I say that to say we may have overreacted to expectations we placed on the team. That's really all that's happened. We reacted to expectations we had for the team prior to the season, and when they didn't meet those expectations early, we reacted to that. The Eagles, they certainly are playing better football now, but that should be understandable as you should get better as the season goes along. The one thing I said about Detroit and some of these other teams, they had the benefit of being in the same offensive system and the same defensive system, so they didn't have new things to learn this offseason. They just basically had to come back, be healthy, and get off to a fast start. The Eagles, they had to learn the offense, they had to know the offense. Jalen had to master the offense. Vic Fangio had to figure out what he has on defense, who fits where, who plays where, who does what well, who doesn't. We finally got Bryce Huff off the field. Like, they had to figure some things out, and now they were able to use, and I'm okay with saying this, they were able to use some inferior opponents to really get clicking and get rolling.
Well, and if I can defend us for a moment there, is I think going into the bye, they were also unhappy with their performance too.
Yes.
You know, I know we can overreact and have expectations.
Well, we're talking about firing coaches and all that stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But also I think they were in a place where they needed changes. You know, that was at a point where we're talking about 18 missed tackles a game and an offense that looked completely out of sorts. And I think that I thought what Nick Sirianni did after the Cleveland game was wrong too. So I think they have come together, but they also acknowledge that we're better than this, you know?
Yeah, everything but you still need time though.
Yes,
this is my
point.
It's like starting off slow in the NBA season and then looking at them in February.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this is what the team was supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. It took a few games early in the season to sort of knock the rust off, figure out how to play with each other and all these other things. That's all I'm saying. I think we can criticize. We thought this team was a good football team. It's not like they were a team that didn't have talent before the season started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 215-592-9494. Oh, I didn't mean to put you on there just now. I got to go to Herb first. I'm sorry. I just got to make sure he's alive. Herb, you okay?
I'm talking to you. I'm on my new 16. I just got it yesterday.
Wow, new iPhone. This guy.
Wow.
You sound great, buddy.
Using Apple AI, is this real Herb or is it artificial intelligence Herb?
All right, listen, guys.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Here's how I can tell the difference. Hold on, Herb. Herb, 1 second. I just got to make sure it's you and not artificial intelligence you. How much money did your bathing suit cost when you went to Brazil?
Did I tell you I took that one with me? Yeah. Those, I bought them in Los Angeles, the one, that bathing suit, that one I showed you.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
Around $200.
There we go. It's a real Herb. It's a real Herb. Okay. All right. Go on, Herb. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. I want to talk about the Eagles today, okay? What I want to talk about is, okay, the coach talked about the flowers. The flowers are now growing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're smelling like roses.
Oh.
Everywhere it pops out and it grows.
Okay, things are getting better, okay? You remember back in the springtime before the draft, I told you guys it was going to be about the defense.
Yep.
Okay? And went after the draft and they got these two players, okay? And now these guys are coming around, okay? I said a few things to Brandon Graham. I'm watching the game right now that I got the voice down, though. You can't hear it. But
thank you,
Herb. The thing is, I'm going to go out and say after 10 weeks, Jalen Hurts, I'm giving you a B+.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And
a little high for me. Yeah.
This guy is a leader. Mm. Okay. This guy, the problem is some
he wins
of the play
games,
calls,
Herb.
Some of the play calls that they do, and it's
stink.
Not his fault. It's coming from the offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them work and some of them don't.
That's a good point.
And therefore, when you hit those, the idea, okay, is for Jalen to take what they give him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take what they give you in the zone, in the package, sideline, tight end, wide receiver, whatever. It doesn't have to be a throw 40 or 50 yards down the field, okay?
Yeah.
A 20-yard pass or a 15-yard pass, whatever it is, a slant in, grab it, run another 5, 10 yards, whatever. Whatever they give you, you get. This team is winning now because of 26, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening is the offensive line, they want to push people.
Yes.
They push in the beginning, in the first quarter.
People don't know that. Yeah.
And by the third quarter and fourth quarter,
people don't understand,
now
Mike.
You can run that. The,
Such
you
a
can
good
run
breakdown.
This direction. You can run the sweeps. You can run the end around. And
what?
Yeah, this is the stuff that people don't get.
Barkley is going to break them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You got a tooth. You don't know. He's
Mm-mm.
over 1,100 yards now. He's pushing 1,200. This guy's got 7 games. And he could do it, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
because
yeah, I
as long
so.
As the line stays healthy.
And Jalen gets...
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Found a way.
I might have got in there last night. He finally got back in. Everybody stays healthy on the line. They start blocking everybody. The technique is... Straight ahead blocking, hit your man, boom, 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 and that guy's going to break it for 30, 40, 50 yards. You saw it, and you're going to keep seeing it the next 7 weeks.
What about the job that Nick Sirianni's done, Herb?
Yeah.
Listen, whatever he does, okay? Stop acting like there's something going wrong with him, okay? I noticed, like, last night, he's like, he don't look like he's, like, firing up, like, different things, open his, what, 6-7 weeks ago or whatever it was, he was doing things that people don't understand or whatever. I don't get into that. It's for me, it's about winning the football game.
Exactly right.
And not trying to lose the game. Okay?
People don't know that.
Whatever he does, he knows what he's doing. The guy's he's a grown man.
Ike Reese knows what you're talking about.
He knows what he knows how to coach. He knows what to do. Let the coaches coach the game.
Yes.
Let the defense. And it's all about communication.
Yep.
I told you, I used that word
master
for the past couple years, okay, when you were in New York, Mike.
Yeah, yep.
I talked about communication on the defense.
Yeah.
That's why last year they were missing tackles. People weren't tackling. Players didn't want to get hurt. There was a few players on that team that are playing now that said, oh, I don't want to get hurt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they came back this year because the defensive coordinator, he told them what's up. You want to play? Tackle. You want to play?
Yes.
Make interceptions. You want to play?
Got to make interceptions.
Okay.
People don't know that.
Make the tack. Let me tell you, I was just watching.
Coming up next on the 58th Academy Awards, Best Cinematography, an award presented by Gary Busey and Amy Adams.
I'll tell you what, that looks like the Buddy Ryan.
That is up next.
Yeah.
All right, Herb, we got to go, buddy.
Man.
Thanks.
Everyone took a deep breath.
That dude.
What a performance.
So as I mentioned, John Gruden made mention of WIP last night on his new gig over with Barstool. Talked about Philadelphia overall. Here's what he had to say. Yes, sir. He had it right. I'm sure that call happened exactly the way he describes, actually. Yeah.
Love John Gruden.
Yeah. I'm glad we're hearing him back again.
He's back in football.
Yeah,
man.
Fun to listen to.
Good. Great storyteller.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, you know him pretty well, right? You know.
No, I never played with him. He left the year I came.
Oh,
his last year was 97.
Gruden is and he's perfect for that whole thing because they'll just keep making him tell stories, you know. And I'm glad.
And he's got a lot of them.
Yes. I'm glad he has fond memories of what a pain in the ass we are here.
Yeah, because I think Gruden was only here for 3 years, 2 years with Ray. Right? It was 2 or 3 years with Ray.
Yeah, something like that.
Our offense went down the damn drain in 98. So he left. I think he went to the Raiders then.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he went to the Raiders to become the head coach in 98, I think.
3 seasons.
He was
95, 96, 97.
Yeah, so I didn't get him. Yeah, I missed him.
Dude, he went from the 97 Eagles offense to the head coach of the Raiders.
Yeah.
Got to get Grudog on the show.
Yeah, Grudog was a young guy, man. He's one of the first young coaches, coaches.
He was right around 30, maybe a little younger than 30 when he started as an offensive coordinator. But
you know who I didn't realize was that young was McVay.
No, yeah.
McVay still, he hasn't reached 40 yet.
He's already won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been to two.
Well, he's been coaching, it seems like, for 7 or 8 years already.
There was a moment there where he was talking about retiring.
Yeah.
Wasn't
after they won the Super Bowl.
You imagine you retire at 36 years old, having been to two Super Bowls, won one.
Yeah.
Not a bad little career. But then he thought
to
himself.
Got that pay raise.
Yeah. And he's, well, what the hell is that? These coaches, man, these head coaches, this is all they do. You know what I mean? Like, I can just imagine Sean McVay waking up after retiring and go, you know, the first couple of days are cool. And then day three, he's like,
yeah, what am I doing?
It's like when we have, you have 3 days off in a row. By day three, I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I don't
know
what
to
do
today. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to do all day.
Come to work.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How we doing this Victory Friday?
Yes, sir.
Justin, got a big one tomorrow.
Yeah, you dead gum right we do. Speaking of Drew Dog, there was groomers, as we called it down here. He was going to become the Tennessee coach, and he kind of confirmed that last night. He was flirting with Tennessee a little bit, you know, years ago. But
I don't care.
That was before he took the Raiders job. Retook the Raiders job. But anyway, man, Ike.
Yes.
You know how busy I've been today, man.
How busy you been?
I've been busier than a one-legged man in the ice-kicking contest. My dadgum refrigerator went down on me like last Sunday night. Luckily, I've got an old spire in the basement, and we put everything down there. And we ain't got no National Appliance Center down here to where I can, you know, use my Jack Fritz-friendly pool.
Yep.
So we had to go get
tell them Fritz sent you.
Appliances. Yeah, yeah. Well, I went to the other place and told them Jack Fritz sent me, and they looked at me like I had a third eye going between my head.
Well, in fairness, that might happen at National Appliance Warehouse, too.
Nope.
Oh, no, man. They treat you,
confetti.
They treat you like family. They treat you like family there, man.
Yeah. Have you heard about Price Assure?
Oh, yeah. They'll change the price right in front of you.
Yep.
I mean,
yes.
You got to know what's going on. I mean, you got to be ready.
Yes, sir. What'd you think you were a big play from Reed Blankenship last night?
Oh, man. I was tickled to death, boys. I mean, I you know how happy I was. Y'all know how happy I was.
Nope, tell me about them two Peters.
Yeah, how many Peters does a dog have now?
I was as happy as a puppy with two Peters and didn't know what to do with either one of them, boys. Me and Owen was throwing the exciting whites out and everything else, boys. Speaking of nicknames, Owen dropped one last night, and I promise y'all, daggone Barstow has dropped the shirt of it. Everybody's calling Q Quintanamo Bay and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What about San Quentin? Like, dude, they dropped a shirt. It's like San Quentin. He's got everybody locked up, dude. Ain't nobody can get loose.
I mean, San Quentin.
It's a good name, but you don't like the prison.
Yeah, the prison thing. All those.
He's got them locked down, but
I know. San Quentin, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
They got the shirt out for it. I mean, Barstow's on top of it. Owen said it last night, and I told him, I said, you've come up with a good one there, son. But, man, that was an awesome game from Saquon last night. Jalen, very frustrating. Watching guys go wide open, and he tries to take off running and gets pulled down from behind, man. Devontae on that crossing route, he was wide open. Probably could have run for another 15 yards if he hits him with it. He tries to step up and run.
Mm-hmm.
Very frustrating, man. Very frustrating. But that daggone D, boys. Oh, I'm telling y'all what,
D was good.
R.D.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah, buddy. That's what I was waiting on. That daggone defense, man. We're seeing – like, what we've always fussed about, we don't get any production out of our first and second round picks. And, like, Jalen Carter, he started out strong last year, but he kind of faded. He had that rookie wall, as everybody likes to call it. Man.
Whole team hit the rookie wall last year.
Yeah, they did. But San Quinion and Coop, man, if we get our boy Jalen Hunt rocking that 58 going here in the next year or two,
Noah
Smith starting to come on now a little bit and show why he was a first round pick.
Yeah, another sack for Nolan.
No, man.
I'm shocked by the Nolan Smith thing, man.
Yeah, another sack for Nolan.
He's so small. And the thing that was impressive about the play with him last night is he's fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he used the speed there, but he's strong, man. He pushed that offensive lineman right out of the way. And a lot of that's technique, I guess, in the way that, you know, he uses speed to get around him and sort of pushes him that way. But Nolan Smith has really flashed this year, and I'm shocked by it, really.
Hey, man, like you might have a player.
Yeah, yep.
Real quick, though, what I want to hit on with that, though, I mean, he started out, I think he had like a shoulder injury or something in camp last year, and he kind of started slow. And then he has Sean Desai as a defensive coordinator. Then halfway through the season, he has Matt Patricia as a defensive coordinator. And he don't know up is down and up, down is up, you know. I mean, when you're a rookie and something like that happens, that probably throws you for a loop, you know, when you've changed defensive coordinators in the middle of the season like that. And that probably hampered him, you know. He had that late start. But I got a real quick story about these appliances. We went to the place to go get them and everything, and we went to get a fridge. Fridge is 20 years old, you know. Me and my wife been married, had our house 20 years and everything like that. So we got good use out of it. And I told her, hey, you want all new appliances, go ahead and get them. It's fine, you know, everything's going to break. She said, well, we don't need a dishwasher. I said, why not? She said, well, it's not that old. I said, honey, last time I looked, you was 44. Boys, you talk about a look I got.
Oh, no.
Ooh, boy. I saw that one coming.
I did not see that one coming.
Yeah.
Actually, the dishwasher's only like 6-7 years old. You know, we had to replace it 6-7 years ago, but I can't help it. You know, we've been together 24 years, so I mean, I can get away with that.
She can take that one, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take your shots where you can. But anyway, awesome game last night. Ike,
yep.
What do you think about tomorrow? Who you got?
Hit the music, Jack.
Georgia.
Unfortunately, I do. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to let you boys go. I love y'all. I mean it. Let us hear it at 5:30. Loud and proud, boys. Sing it.
All right, Justin. Yeah, Georgia's at home, I believe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, great. Good to hear. It's is that game. College football? Is that
what we're Tennessee, talking about? Yeah. That's going to be a good one, man. Yeah.
Well, the top 5 of 5 is next. And I think I know 2 of the game balls that Jack will give out. Well, I don't know for sure, but I can guess 2 of them. But I'm curious about the others. There's 2 specific ones that I have in my head, but I'm curious about the others. So that is next. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.